I'm for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this magnificent Monday, July 29th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I don't know if you saw it. I don't know if you've heard about it. But I want to get this off my chest right now. The Olympics, the Summer Olympics in Paris, France, started with their opening ceremony on Friday. I didn't watch it. I wasn't going to watch any of the Olympics anyway. But what really bothered me the most, coming to my attention late last night, is this mock Last Supper, where they had drag queens, gays, lesbians, all sitting with supposedly their Jesus, as other people with mental disorders pranced across the stage, walking on basically the Last Supper table on this runway, dressed up in just unbelievable outfits. A bearded man wearing a dress, prancing his stuff up and down the runway. A lot of people responded by saying how despicable this was, the mockery they were making of the Christian faith. 2.4 billion people on this planet and growing are Christians. And for them to make a mockery of the Last Supper with Jesus and his disciples is absolutely satanic and despicable. Now, I wasn't planning on watching any of the Olympics in any way, shape, or form. I don't care. You see, when I was a young boy watching the Olympics, I remember in like 1968 when I was 10 years old, and I saw all of the Olympics, 1980, the U.S. hockey team beating the Russian team for the gold medal. I was proud of my country. I was proud of sports. I was proud of our athletes. But not anymore. They have absolutely wrecked the Olympics for me and probably many of you. This woke agenda, this crap that they're pushing, their message supposedly was that they wanted to make sure that everybody felt included. Okay, you're going to reach out to the roughly the 3% of the population that has mental disorders. In the way they're confused about their sexuality and how they enjoy their sex, you're going to cater to that 3% of the crowd, but you're going to alienate 2.4 billion Christians in the process. What about including us? That was an absolute slap in our face. And you know what? That's it. I'm done with the Olympics. I'm not even going to talk about it on this show. Don't send me any text messages. Don't send me any text messages about this. I don't want to read your comments on it. I don't care. I am so fed up with these people and what they're trying to do, not only to our country, our state, our local communities, but what they're doing now to the nation, the world. It was despicable. I was highly offended by it and not going to participate in it in any more way, shape, or form. Don't send me a text. I don't care. I'm not going to read it on the air. This is absolutely a complete breakdown in our values, our morals, our principles. And for them to say that they wanted to include everybody, well, you didn't include me. Because that couple of minute video I saw of that made me sick to my stomach. How they have co-opted the Olympic Games for their little mentally disturbed, disordered, woke agenda. And I'm sorry, but if you're a gay man or a lesbian, I'm going to say something to you that's going to bring this home to you right now. You do realize that it's only one generation away and you will become a dinosaur. Why? Because you can't reproduce. If you're a gay man married to another gay man, you can't produce any children. If you're two lesbian women living together, you can't produce any children. Oh, you can always try to adopt. Sure. How that's happened, I have no idea. Kind of interesting. A lot of lesbian couples are adopting black kids. Children that are hard to place into families, into good homes, well, large percentage of them happen to be black. Next time you're at the store, Myers, Walmart, wherever, and you see a lesbian couple, look at the children. What color are they? I'm not profiling here. I'm not being a racist. Do not say, did you hear what Trucker Randy said on the radio? There he goes again making those comments. I'm just telling the truth, people, the way I see it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it's only going to be a matter of time and you will be a dinosaur. You're not going to have any posterity. You're not going to have any future generations of your family tree going forward. You know why? Because two guys can't make a baby. Two women can't make a baby. Oh yeah, you may adopt some other unwanted children, and that's great. God bless you for doing it. Giving those kids a chance. But if you think you're going to raise them to be gay or lesbian or transgender, whatever, good luck with them surviving it, number one, because the suicide rate is so high. And number two, good luck in them having children. This little fad that we're going through right now, people, it's only going to last one generation. You young people out there that are mentally confused, you've got this mental disorder that you think, even though you're a man, you think you're a woman, or you're a woman, you want to act like a man? Well, guess what? You're going to end up dealing with some mental issues. Suicide rates are unbelievably high in that community. So, live it up. Go ahead. Honestly, I don't care what you do when you pull your pants down or take your pants off. That's up to you. That's between you and your God if you believe in one. If you don't, then knock yourself out. When you die, your spirit's not going anywhere. You simply go into the ground and turn into dust. I get it. Got a very simple question for you. What if you're wrong? What if there is judgment day? That you are then sent to heaven or to hell. You don't believe it now, that's fine. But what if you're wrong? See, I'm willing to place the bet that I'm right in the things that were put in Scripture, in the Bible, in the Word of God, is true. People ask me all the time, Randy, why don't you wear a helmet when you ride your motorcycle? Very simple. If it's my time and I get in a bad motorcycle accident, I do not want to protect my head and be Christopher Reeves from the neck down. I don't want to do that to Vicky. I don't want to do it to my family. Good friend of mine, State Representative Pete Battaglia, he died in a motorcycle accident when he was riding his bike. He had a helmet on. Lady turned broad front right in front of him. He didn't even have a chance to hit the brakes. I don't even know if he had time to say, "Oh God," as that woman turned in front of him. What good did the helmet do? Well, the bottom line, we're all going to die. It's going to happen sooner or later. The question is, what are you going to leave behind when you go? You're not taking it with you. Everything you work for, all your assets, all the things that you have, it's irrelevant. You're not taking it with you. But your legacy, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, or maybe you won't have any. Because you have this mental disorder, that's fine. But when you die, guess what? That lifestyle, those decisions you make, the way you live your life, it dies with you. Because you're not going to have any kids, grandkids, or great-grandkids. We'll pray for you. We'll hope you get counseling. We hope that you overcome it. But you need to think about it. Or maybe you don't. That's fine. Obviously, those people in Paris, France, putting on the Olympics, they didn't care. But not for me. Not interested in any way, shape, or form. Don't text me anything about the Olympics. I don't even want to see it. Don't waste my time on planet Earth. Not interested. But I will ask you this. Boycott it with me. Let's make this the lowest viewing audience TV ratings that NBC has ever had in their entire time of covering the Olympics. Let's let the 3% of the population that they're catering to, let them watch it. Let us prove to them 97% versus 3%. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, a little housekeeping to do here with text messaging. Sue is asking, can you state or send the site where we can see campaign donations, please? Thank you. Just Google it. Campaign finance reports. And then put the name of the person in there and hit search. It's filed state representatives. Others are filed with the Secretary of State in Lansing. Others are done at the county level. Vicki, for her Antrim County Clerk's race, turned it into the Antrim County Clerk. Just Google it. You can find it. Got another text message. Randy Walker says, we had a great time at the event. Teresa also learned how to shoot a handgun. Good for her. So, okay, for this weekend, Saturday she learns how to shoot a handgun. Sunday she goes for her first motorcycle ride. Good, we got Miss Teresa exposed to who we are as patriots. He also says what comes to mind about the battle between Neil and Parker is he who is without sin cast the first stone. No, I'm going to tell you what this is about. Political consultants like John Yab, they believe that negative campaigning works. You see, what you do is you raise the unfavorable of your opponent, lowering the favorable. And when that happens, people will vote for the other guy. We need to send a loud and clear message. If you live in the 107th House District, negative campaigning doesn't work up here. You go negative, we vote for Neil Friske. When you set him up, you make big headlines the fact that he was arrested, heading into the absentee ballots being sent out on Saturday. You have him arrested on Thursday, and he's released from jail on Friday without bond and without any charges filed against him. Right. Yeah, we believe that. Very simple, people. You have common sense. You know how you react to people negatively attacking somebody. Vote your conscience. Show them that negative campaigning does not work, especially up here in northern Michigan. You might be able to pull that crap off downstate. It doesn't work on us. You know why? Because we're smarter than you. When we see people putting out these negative campaigns, not good. And then the other side of the coin is this. You got a candidate out there, a current state representative incumbent, that is spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Every time a mailer comes, $7,500 is the cost to mail you that mailer. Talking about what a great conservative this person is. When it came to the vote on the Second Amendment bills, he was absent. Claims he had COVID that day and couldn't make it. Another Democrat state representative actually did have COVID and went up into the gallery, which was empty, and voted from there, wearing a mask, staying away from all the other state representatives, still got there to vote yes for those gun bills. Cam Cavett could have done the same thing, but he didn't. Why? Because he didn't want to go on record of being for Second Amendment rights and against Matt Hall, who wants to be Speaker. Matt Hall, the Republican folks, actually voted for the red flag laws and the safe storage laws the Democrats passed. Matt Hall turned those gun bills into bipartisanship-supported bills. Him and a couple other Republicans did the same thing. Why? Because they're on toss-up districts. The Democrats would have used it against them had they voted against those gun bills. They would have lost their seats. But we're talking about the 106th House District. 70% conservative Republican. Democrats don't even have a chance in heck of winning that seat. But he chooses not to vote. Why? Because the Bergman Machine political consultants told him to have COVID that day and not be on the floor. You have to be sick. Don't be there. Got it. And he did exactly what he was told to do. Unbelievable. So that's basically it, folks. Campaign finance reports, just Google it. Find it yourself. Put in their name. Put in campaign finance report. You'll find it. Everything is stored online now. All of it is electronic. You want somebody's campaign finance report? Google it. You'll find it. DuckDuckGo, Chrome, whatever you use, you'll find it. Candidates, if you want to know who to vote for in Sheboygan County or Antrim County, just text me candidates and I'll send you the list. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting.